welcome to Now and Then. I'm your host, Tom Abbott, and tonight on the program we're going to focus on the music of the Drive-By Truckers. This is a great band. They lost Jason Isbell a few records back, and he's off to a great solo career. Also started his own band, the 400 Unit, but there's still plenty of talent left in the Drive-By Truckers with the leaders Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley. Each songwriters, each vocalists, and each with their own style. It's pretty distinct differences between the two from song to song, which really makes them a unique band and fun to listen to, especially when you listen to a full record, because they kind of play off each other and add a really interesting sound with their different styles. They each develop really interesting storylines and characters in their songs. They kicked off the new year with the album The Unraveling, their first new album in 3.5 years. It's the longest space between new Drive-By Trucker albums ever, which is impressive. Many bands, it takes them 5 years to put out a new record. These guys are on the road a lot. They're the 2016 American Band album. We're going to get to several of their different albums, and we'll get to some of the music when they still had Jason Isbell in the band. This is the new Drive-By Truckers. The title of the new one is The New OK. It starts off with the title track.
Fine. Black Lives Matter holding up the gets free press. It gets bloody and it gets messy. Cause when God's coming out to play, it's a battle for the very soul of the USA. It's a new old game.
Go. It's time. coming back again. Uniting forces may be calling fast, changing courses to some stalling past, melting faces through the looking glass, my friend. Something's got a hold of, I feel alright. Out of control in the appetite. We're moving into the perilous night. Amen. Amen. Dawn white and angry with their cup half filled, running over people down in Charlottesville. White House furious, the killing side he defends. Defend the offender, yes, he played that tune. It ain't the ending, but it's coming soon. We're making love beneath the Sputnik moon again. White House is glowing from the red square light. The gates at the border being slammed down tight. We're moving into the perilous night, my friend. Something's got a hold of, I feel alright. Out of control in the appetite. We're moving into the perilous night, amen. Amen. We'll be right back. many lights are dawning to convince you it's how it's meant to be.
nothing's gonna save you. The voices that were hard to protect only betrayed you. Now it seems it's all going down, and I'm just standing on the balcony outside of town, watching the orange clouds. Kids are in their bedroom asleep, and I don't want to wake them from some dreams that I hope are sweet. The days have shaken them, walking in our daydreams, needing some awakening from the privilege of skin and the seed. At the table that's awaiting them across the Burnside Bridge, there's heads getting bashed in tear gas, boys too stupid to really be proud, watching the orange clouds, watching the orange clouds. And I'm trying really hard to find a way to help to make it all better, as I struggle now, and if I should share these stories that are so upsetting. But I'm starting now my facility of even comprehending my place. It's too late to try for shelter, as the helicopters give it away, give it away. Some sleep, just didn't realize this bottom is so damn deep. Hoping one day we'll rise and move into some better place. We can look back on nightmares of this endless spring, watching the orange clouds. Watching the orange clouds.
the new album from the Drive-By Truckers. The New OK is the title of it. It's the second one this calendar year, and they have always been a very productive band. The album just released earlier this year, we're going to get to that one next, that's The Unraveling. And the distance between the recording of The Unraveling and the previous album before that was 3.5 years, and that's the longest stretch since 1998 that they have had between records. But they're back on their very productive schedule. Patterson Hood, one of the leaders of the band. His quote is, "I've always said that all of our records are political, but I've also said that politics is personal. With that in mind, this album is especially personal." And they do not shy away from tough topics and subject matters. Drive-By Truckers, alternative country southern rock band based in Athens, Georgia. And they have quite a bit of a history. Two of the five current members, Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley, originally from the Shoals region of northern Alabama. They met as roommates at the University of Northern Alabama. The group also has some roots in Richmond, Virginia. Cooley is the lead vocals, guitar, and banjo player. Hood is the lead vocalist and guitar player. Brad Morgan on drums. Jay Gonzalez on the keys, the guitar, and the accordion. He adds backing vocals. Matt Patton is the bass player. And like many alternative country bands, they record in analog, which I particularly really like. They are analog recording band. And they have a constant touring schedule, which has developed for them a very dedicated following. Patterson Hood is the son of the bass player David Hood of the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section on hundreds, if not thousands, of records in his lifetime. And we're going to get back into some of their other records. We're going to hear The Unraveling coming up. While the Drive-By Truckers were out touring in support of the Southern Rock rock opera album that came out back in the early 2000s, they had a problem on the road supporting that when their guitarist Rob Malone left the band. Cooley and Hood were the only ones remaining, so while they were on tour, they pulled in Jason Isbell, the result of the 2003 Decoration Day, with Jason Isbell as a songwriter and a guitarist and a vocalist, really propelled the band. So for a little while there, they had Hood, Cooley, and Isbell as guitar players, songwriters, and singers. For who knows what reasons, but it's really for the better of all of us. Jason Isbell left the band, and he's out on his own as a solo artist and also has his own band, the 400 Unit. We're going to get back to the music of the Drive-By Truckers. This is their album, The Unraveling, which also came out this year of 2020.
Strong as the day was long, Rosemary would sing along, wheels rolling steady down the way. The ashtray, it would fill up twice, the windows down felt nice, that smile stretched the twilight of the day. Driving up by 55, Mississippi zooming by, salvation in the cool November air. Searching for the mixture that could paint a pretty picture of the wind blowing through Rosemary's hair. Her daddy always said she was the one who made the light stars could wish upon. Rosemary with a Bible and a gun. Thank you. written and the opportunities waiting there. Our time was etched in promise till the truth came down upon us, descending all our hopes into despair. We took our leave and headed north, a tank of $20 worth. How we called her name like sirens call. 25 and on the road, William Eggleston. Parking lots of neon in the fall. Daddy's eyes drew far into the sun. That's when I thought I was alone. His eyes could be the world to ever cast upon. Was me with a Bible and a gun. Kiss could charm the dark to light the dawn. This roller coaster highway can't compare to the fun of Memphis saturated and decaying on the run. Rosemary with a bottle and a gun. Someone else to figure out the stains. hanging. You could smell gunpowder in the air. And on the bloody ground, the LEDs were blinking. Deliver us from evil thoughts and prayers. On the playground, hands all in the air. See it on our news feed, and we cry out in despair. They're counting up casualties, everyone's choosing sides. There's always someone to blame, never anywhere to hide. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Noise in my head, I think I need a filter, a pressure valve to keep from blowing up. And when the shit comes down, I pray I can rise above it. Hold me closer when I've had enough. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Glory, hallelujah, you are in. We'll be right back. parking lot behind Oasis Town, down the street from the Mexican restaurant behind the AutoZone, and the places hawking payday loans. There's a Kmart and a KFC, a fitness center and an Applebee's, Wells Fargo and a Taco John's, good time bar to get your bad swerve on. In a town that's named for razor blades, all American but Chinese made, folks working hard for shrinking pay, 21st century USA. Out on 90 we might see you pass, we got coal and methane gas, we got jobs where the work is hard, stores to max out your credit cards. In a town that ain't nowhere near, just like every town everywhere, folks working hard for shrinking pay. Say we have to hang on just a little bit longer and the Savior will come our way. We'll know him by the neon sign and the opulence he maintains. If Amazon can deliver salvation, I'll order it up on my phone. With Big Brother watching me always, why must I always feel so alone? Men working hard for not enough at best, women working just as hard for less. They get together late at night at bars, bang each other like crashing cars. Working hard but it don't seem enough, calloused hearts make even love seem tough. Prescription pills to make the pain hurt less, until your calloused heart just needs a rest. Look at your children and you hope and pray they can conjure up a better day. No one remembers how it got that way. Twenty-first century USA.
Young man, why you using heroin? Thought you knew better than that. Thought you knew better than that. Beautiful lost girl, you turn your back on this mainstream world. Taste of heaven, some part of you dies. Till you're something you can't recognize. Raised to no better thing, dying using heroin. Just a discrepancy, cutting life expectancy. I thought you knew better than that. Thought you knew better than that. I thought you knew better than that. Didn't 71 teach us anything? Didn't 94 teach us anything? It's calling me and tempted me, never quite captured me. I was just turned away from so many friends that way. We'll be right back.
shame the tide go out. Children changing each other's diapers in a baby's in a cage. We'll be right back.
face on the scene. Merchants selling young men reclamation. Merchants selling old men back their dreams. Our suspended disbelief and wishful thinking comes the vision of a special hill of God, who seldom marks the doubt or even had.
don't be ashamed of things that hide behind your dress. Belly up and arch your back. Well, I ain't really falling asleep, I'm fading to black. And you could come to me by plane, but that wouldn't be the same as that old motel room in Texarkana. So I'll take to what you're having, I'll take all of what you got to kill this goddamn lonely love. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Man walks into a bar and leaves before his ashes hit the floor. Stop me if I ever get that far. The sun's a desperate star that burns like every single one before. I could find another dream, one that keeps me warm and clean, but I ain't dreaming anymore, girl, I'm waking up. So I'll take to what you're having, I'll take everything you got to kill this goddamn lonely love. We'll be right back.
a trailer in my yard till you're 23. You wanna feel old after 42 years. Keep dropping the hammer and grinding the gears. Well, I used to go out in a Mustang, a 302 Mach 1 in green. Me and your mama made you in the back, and I sold it to buy her a ring. And I learned not to say much, nothing, so I'll figure you already know. But in case you don't or maybe forgot, I'll lay it out real nice and slow. Don't call what you're wearing an outfit. Don't ever say your car is broke. Don't worry about losing your accent. A southern man tells better jokes. Have fun, stay clear of the needle. Call home on your sister's birthday. Don't tell him you're bigger than Jesus. Don't give it away. Don't give it away. 5 years in a St. Florine foundry. They call it industrial park. Then hospital maintenance and tech school, just to memorize frigid air parts. But I got to missing your mama, and I got to missing you too. And I went back to painting for my old man, and I guess that's what I'll always do. So don't let them take who you are, boy. And don't try to be who you ain't. And don't let me catch you in Kendale with a bucket of wealthy man's paint. Don't call what you're wearing an outfit. Don't ever say your car is broke. Don't sing with a fake British accent. Don't act like your family's a joke. Have fun, stay clear of the needle. Call home on your sister's birthday. Don't tell me you're bigger than Jesus. Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Second chance, he went end over end. The first year he went pro and he lost part of his eyesight, so he couldn't race no more. He never lost his touch when he got under a hood. He knew how to make them run. He knew one day he would see his name in victory lane and engraved on that cup, just like all them other crazy fools were racing in their blood. He'd put me on his lap when he'd drive, and I'd take the wheel, and he'd say, "What do you think about that, son? How does she feel?" You just wiggle them little legs, be long enough to reach the gas. Once you put her on the floor one time, there ain't no turning back. Every Saturday, he'd take me out to the garage. He'd take an empty bucket, fill it full of engine parts. He'd sit me down and pour them out in front of me on the floor. I'd have to tell him what each one was and what each one was for. We'd jump in his old car and go down to the race that night. He'd tell me what each driver was doing wrong, what each one did right. He could always pick the winner before they ever took a curve. Number three might have the car, but 43's got the nerve. But before I turned 18, Daddy said, "Now pretty soon you'll be old enough to race, but I'm gonna leave it up to you. Taught you all about it, taught you everything I know. You gotta have a car to do it, and you gotta work and buy your own." Nobody kept them any longer. Then they kept a pair of shoes. They started showing up at every used car lot in town. A V8 on a go-kart, easy terms, no money down. Me and Daddy in my office took her home and we tore her down. Checked her out real good, cleaned her up and bored her out. Took out all the seats, pulled the carpet off the floor, knocked out all the glass, then we welded up the doors. Well, the first time that I raced, my qualifying was a shame. I started out way in the back and came back about the same. Pulled her in the pit, couldn't look my daddy in the eye. He said, "If you quit now, son, it's gonna haunt you all your life." See, it ain't about the money or even being number one. You gotta know when it's all over, you did the best you could have done. And knowing that it's in you and you never let it out is worse than blowing any engine or any wreck you'll ever have. Since then I wrecked a bunch of cars and I broke a bunch of bones. It's anybody's race out there, and I learned to run my own. I'd shove them in the wall, and I'd hit them from behind. I'd let them know that I was there. I'd let them know that track was mine. It's been several years since my daddy passed away, but his picture's on my dash every time I go to race. I lost more than I won, but I ain't gonna give up till they put me in the ground and daddy's name is on that cup. wish it was the talk of the rich folks' walk to the woods where my daddy stayed. Jugs and jars and shiners, these old boys here, they ain't miners. They came from the 29ers that didn't take a hole in the ground to put the bottom in their face. When the Dust Bowl dried in the woods of Alabama, didn't see no light. My daddy played poker by a hardwood fire, squeezing all his luck from a hot copper wire. Scrap like a wildcat, fights to the end. Trap a wildcat and take his skin. Peel from the bottom, put the ace in the hole. One hand on the jug, but you never do know. Your mama called the law, and they're gonna take me away. Down so far, even the devil won't stay where I call to the Lord with all of my soul. I could hear him rattling the chains on the door. He couldn't get in, I could see he tried. The shadows of the cage round the 40 white light. Gray, before black and white went and chose up sides and did a little bit of both away. The only blood that's any cleaner is the blood that's blue or greener. Without either, you just get meaner, and the blood you dig gives you away. Chains on the door, you couldn't get in, I could see you tried. The shadows of the cage around the 41 light.
was as fond as we could be. We were set to marry in October 33. I sat beside the courtner as fine as she could be. I never ever noticed her best friend merrily. Took a job at the sawmill, I bought my girl a ring. Had a pre-wedding party, close friends and family. Everything was fine, eating homemade ice cream. I swear I never noticed maid of honor merrily. And my sweet Aunt Ed was left standing at the altar.
Come back. the lumberman's favorite son. He said beat him real good, but don't dare let him die. And if you see Holland, he'll run. Well, I said they ain't give us trouble before, and we ain't brought down on ourselves. Put a chain on my back and my ear to the floor, and I'll send all the hill boys to hell. I'll send all the hill boys to hell. And I got a family in Mobile Bay, and they never seen my daddy's grave. But that don't bother me, it ain't marked anyway. 'Cause I got dead brothers in Lauderdale South, and I got dead brothers in East Tennessee. My daddy got shot right in front of his house. He had no one to fall on but me. Decoration Day, and I've a mind to go spit on his grave. If I was a heel, I'd put him away, and I'd fight till the last loss and the last living day. I'd fight till the last loss and the last living day. I'd fight till the last loss and the last living day.